SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Tuesday, the 11th of February 2025. The Australian share market finished flat today, but there was a fair bit of action coming out of reporting season. So we'll have all of that with Mark Gardner from MPC Markets in a few moments. But first, I saw a great note from the team at NAB today, which detailed Australia's trade relationship with the US. Earlier today, US President Donald Trump cited a trade surplus with Australia for a possible exemption from steel and aluminium import tariffs. And that trade surplus is about $18 billion. So for more on that and what it means for Australia, I spoke with NAB Chief Executive Alan Oster. But first, we spoke about NAB's business survey ahead of the RBA's first meeting of the year next week. Alan, let's start with the NAB business survey. This is the first read for businesses for the year ahead of the RBA's first meeting of the year next week. What do you think this report will tell the RBA about the way businesses are feeling at the moment?
I think businesses are feeling a little bit more optimistic, but they're still below long-run average and their actual outcomes have been slightly disappointing. And in particularly some areas like manufacturing, mining, transport, and particularly retail wholesale, they're all subpar, basically.
I know that cost pressures in your report remained elevated, but businesses Yes. are not fully passing on those costs to customers, right? What does that say about the environment that they're trading in then?
It's a tough environment, is what they're saying. And instead of trying to protect their profits, they're trying to protect their market share. And so that means essentially that inflationary pressures will continue to ease a bit. We've seen elements of that towards the back end of the year, even in services. So that's encouraging from the Reserve Bank's point of view from an inflation outlook.
What do you think this will mean for interest rates then when the Reserve Bank meets next week?
I think they'll probably cut. I think it's a 60-40 decision. Markets have fully priced it, which I think is probably not true. But anyway, I think the main message they're going to say is, look, we don't need to do a series of emergency cuts. So we're going to go slowly and tariffs and all that sort of thing with Trump is just going to make that even more complicated.
Okay, speaking of tariffs, the other big focus with the markets anyway is that those are potential tariffs and US trade. Trump today said that he's considering exempting Australia from steel tariffs because of its trade surplus with Australia. But just how significant is Australia's trade relationship with the US?
Look, basically, they sell us a lot more than we sell them. And, you know, it's around about $50 billion their way, which is very unusual. Or I'll put it slightly differently. In terms of the imports, if you're looking at countries like Europe, Mexico, Canada, China, they're all 25 times the size of our exports to the US. And as you said, you know, we actually essentially take more from them than they take from us. And what we send mainly are things like beef, gold, and some pharmacy. So it's not the sort of controversial manufacturing stuff that you see in some of these other economies.
So is it fair to say it would be the indirect impacts and what happens with Asia and China that could potentially really hurt Australia and how?
Well, there's a couple of trade mechanisms. One would be, like they had in first round of Trump's government, they might say, right, China, you've got to take a lot more of our beef or whatever. And so the Australian trade to Asia sort of goes down as a result of that. The other option would be that these tariffs hurt some of the economies that we trade big time with. So if they really hurt China, our big exposure is China and iron ore. And if that sort of means that you're not going to be building and investing as much in China, you don't need as much iron ore. So they're the sort of indirect effects. And the other one that we can't sort of judge is the confidence effects. So let's say it generates into some sort of worries around what's happening to various equity markets. That has an impact. That'll have an impact in Australia. And it might have an impact on commodity prices. That will have an impact on Australia, and all those will be negative.
That's Alan Oster there from NAB.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
Well, the Australian share market finished pretty much where it started today. The S&P ASX 200 up just 1.2 points, 8,484. There was, though, still a lot of action coming out of reporting season and international influences. For all of that and more, I spoke with Mark Gardner, CEO of MPC Markets. Mark, what's really driving shares at the moment? Is it Trump? Is it tariffs, earnings, or interest rates? Because there seems to be a number of different factors moving shares in different directions.
Look, at the moment, it depends on the day, and sometimes it depends on the hour in the day. Obviously, we've got Australian earnings coming through. We're seeing a little bit of a revaluation in some of those really those market darlings from last year, the likes of JB Hi-Fi was one in particular, which is, you know, after fairly reasonable results, actually ended up being down about 5% yesterday. CSL had reasonable results today. It's down about 3 to 4% as it stands at the moment. And then you just, but realistically, the consistent theme is uncertainty, essentially. We, even as brokers, we're waking up in the morning here and we don't know if there's going to be another tariff announcement or another government announcement in the States, policy change, et cetera. And that muddies the waters in terms of the Fed's job in setting interest rates in the US, but also the RBA's here, because if this does blow out into a proper trade war, short term, it is going to be inflationary. And that's really going to inhibit the central banks globally's their ability to lower interest rates, so, and get ahead of any potential economic weakness down the road. So it's, yeah, the consistent theme is definitely uncertainty, and that's probably making investors probably look at their earnings results and thinking more from the sell side and being a little bit hesitant from the buy side as it stands at the moment.
That uncertainty, to what extent is it driving investors to specific asset classes? Because we've seen gold, for example, hit a record high overnight.
Yeah, we've been long gold for quite some time, and silver as well, just on the basis that the spiraling US debt is growing at $1 trillion every 100 days in interest payments alone. Whilst Trump's made a lot of policy announcements, some good, some poor, some to gain attention, there really hasn't been too many announcements around getting that debt under control. And we're going to have a debt ceiling discussion yet again. They've talked about abolishing it, but that government debt's at nearly 125% of GDP in the States there now. If that affects their credit rating, the US dollar is inevitably going to come off quite heavily. And then you're going to start to see investors flock back to, you know, historically what we call the store of value trades like gold and silver, because obviously Europe at the moment is very weak. There isn't really an alternative currency outside the US dollar to be putting your money in. And so that gold trade, I think we've seen spot gold trade 29.60 today at a new record high in the Asian session alone. We'd expect silver to catch up, but it looks like it's just heading to 3,000 at this stage.
You mentioned earlier those profit numbers coming through. We heard from JB Hi-Fi, as you mentioned, yesterday and Car Group yesterday. Today, some of the big ones include CSL, although the market doesn't like it. Are there any themes starting to emerge from the results that we're seeing so far?
I think JB Hi-Fi and Car Group actually had fairly reasonable results. I think the pullback in the share price is just, they were two of the stocks that probably performed the best across the ASX last year, and valuations were at a point where they were too high to justify. So they're really hitting a wall of reality in terms of the earnings. So JB Hi-Fi had an 8% uplift, I think, in revenue and a 7% uplift in net profits. However, they're trading at a 25 price to earnings ratio, which you would expect, you know, somewhere around the 20% mark in growth, at least at minimum, to be justifying that price. So, you know, it's not necessarily the company's fault. They're doing their job. They've actually been very transparent in communicating this to investors. But, you know, the market, with the momentum to the upside and the increased ETF flows, those bigger companies like the JB Hi-Fis and the car groups, the growth companies, starting to see a little bit of reality hit home. CBA will be another candidate of it as well. And I would expect that there is no way at record price to earnings ratios or record valuations that they'll be able to justify their gains.
Can I get your take on interest rate expectations? We heard from NAB today in its business survey, not all businesses are doing particularly well and some facing some huge cost pressures and are unable or unwilling to pass on those higher costs to consumers because they're fighting for market share, right, instead of profitability. Then you've got the Westpac Consumer Sentiment Index, which showed that that recovery in consumer sentiment has stalled amid this uncertain global backdrop, and despite expectations of an interest rate cut right next week. What's the market thinking when it comes to interest rates next week compared to what you think, for example?
Look, the market's expecting a rate cut next week. Realistically, I think the election does throw a spanner in the works because the RBA won't want to influence the election as much as humanly possible. So essentially, this will be their last opportunity to go and put rates down, you know, the furthest point out from when the election comes around, so as to not advantage or disadvantage any particular party. That would be the only reason why I would see the RBA cutting rates, to be honest. We've got unemployment rate at 4.1 or 4% thereabouts. We put on something like 90,000 jobs in December and January as well, which is 15,000 jobs above the historical average, and the economy is actually ticking along quite well. If you look at the people who are in the chorus calling for rate cuts, there's a fair bit of self-interest there. There's a lot of banks wanting to push, get mortgages momentum going again, etc. And wishing for a rate cut and actually justifying a need for one. I think the RBA will see the forest for the trees overall, because if you look back at those inflation numbers, despite the fact they came down, 25% drop in electricity was government subsidies. And we had things like food, meat, fresh foods, vegetables, eggs, insurance, et cetera, all going up by a minimum 6 to 7%, anywhere up to 11%. So there's still underlying core inflation. And I think the RBA is smart enough to see through a weak headline number from an electricity subsidy and probably see the forest for the trees.
Okay. And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
We still like the gold trade here at the moment, or the store of value trade. I think silver is probably a very good opportunity, and the gold miners particularly. We've had nothing but a consistent rally in gold over the course of the last 18 months, particularly with the Aussie dollar falling. The Australian gold miners, as they stand, are obviously making higher margins selling in US dollars, and their all-in sustaining costs haven't risen anywhere near as much. So those gold miners will start to see their profit margins widen particularly, and we've got Northern Star, I believe, this Thursday for earnings, and we'll start to see that flow through. We hold Newmont as well, just on the basis that they're being a US-based gold mining company with an element of copper in it, they may be less subject to any sort of tariff wars being based in the US. So there's a little bit of geopolitical play there as well. But overall, we're very wait and see until Trump calms down, until we get a little bit of certainty on rates. We're fairly happy to sit on the sidelines and be in high levels of cash for most of our clients.
That's Mark Gardner there, the CEO of MPC Markets. Don't forget, if you do like the podcast, to give it a rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and to click subscribe.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.